Hello and welcome to the Crimson and Cream Christians podcast. My name is Will, and I'm a Crimson and Cream Christian here at OU, but this podcast is for all Christians on college campuses. And there's not really that much that happened at OU this past week. I mean, you know, women's gymnastics is, like, advancing to nationals, which we all knew was going to happen. Unfortunately, softball lost a couple of their OU-Texas games, which, I mean, I'm sure right now, I'm going to say this, right now it's fine, because we're going to win when it counts at, like, the Big 12 championship and then the national championship. We're going to win when it counts. So, like, a couple losses now, it's fine, I guess, I suppose. But, yeah, last week, I, like, touched a tiny bit on how the podcast was, like, really pre-recorded. And that is because last Thursday and last Friday, I did something really crazy. So, Thursday, I went to class in the morning, and then after that, I went to the airport, and then I flew to Orlando, Florida, and that whole night and evening, I was actually at Epcot. At Disney World, and then Friday I came back to Norman. So like normally when I film these podcasts, it's like Thursday, so it's the most recent information when I'm like talking like during this part of the podcast. But I actually like recorded last week's podcast a whole week in advance. So yeah, that explains the whole like pre-recorded thing. But like I said, this week, besides gymnastics and I guess losing softball, nothing really has happened. So I genuinely got nothing. Oh wait, well besides this. This past weekend, my mom and brother came up, and we, like, hung out all day. We went to the museum on campus, which is odd, because now I've been there 3 times within the span of, like, a month, which is crazy, after not being there at all. But yeah, they came up, and we had a really good time. We hung out at the museum. They took me to get food, and went to Walmart, got a couple items there, so it was a great time. I had fun. So this week we're talking about a song called "This Is the Kingdom" by Elevation Worship, and honestly, I love this song, and it actually does one of my favorite things that worship songs do, which is like directly quote the Bible in its lyrics. Like, for example, there's some songs that, like, allude to Bible verses and, like, talk about them, but this one actually has a whole chunk of scripture just within the lyrics of this song. So we're going to read that first before we actually listen to it. Matthew 5, 3-12 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So basically, this is just talking about how when you become a follower of God, you are going to go through hard times. Like, there's no easy life when you choose to follow Jesus, because there are people who will go after you and persecute you for what you believe in. But this is a promise from Jesus and God saying that whenever in this you continue to follow and go after him, that you will be blessed and filled with the kingdom of heaven. And then keep going throughout the song. It goes to a bridge, and basically in this bridge goes to Matthew 7:7, which says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened for to you." And that's just saying, if you keep going at it, but keep following God while you're going at it, God will answer your prayers. And, you know, to be fair, God might not answer your prayer in the way that you want, but he will answer the prayer in the way that you need. And finally, the last little chunk that is in the song is Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And that's more of the bridge part of the song. It says, "Seek first the kingdom and all will be added." And that just goes back into the other things that we talked about, that if you, in following God, you will be persecuted, and in following God, the more you pray, he will always answer your prayers. But first, you have to seek the kingdom of God before these blessings and answers to prayers will happen to you. And that is basically the whole song of This Is the Kingdom. So, right now, we are going to take a listen to it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those
kingdom, and all will be added. Seek first the kingdom, and all will be added. Seek first the kingdom, and all will be added. All will be added. All will be added. Seek first the kingdom, and all will be added. Seek first the kingdom, and all will be added. Seek first the kingdom, and all will be added.
Trust in your own ways. Oh, seek first. knocking, the door will be open. Knocking, the door will be open. Why? Asking, you will receive. Seeking, you will find. Knocking, the door will be open tonight. Knocking, the door will be open. Why? Asking, you will receive. Seeking, you will find. Knocking, the door will be open. Knocking, the door will be open. Why? Asking, you will receive. And you will find. Knocking, the door will be open.
Oh,
knocking, the door.
Don't just sing it tonight, believe it.
When you follow God, you will be persecuted. People will make fun of you for following God, and you will not live an easy life when you are living the way that Jesus lived. The more you pray, God will answer your prayers in some way, shape, or form. And you have to do all of this. You have to seek first the kingdom of God and pray to Him and live the way that Jesus lived before He will answer your prayers or give you the blessings for following Him. And with that, Jesus, I pray that when we feel like we are going through some tough times or being persecuted for following You, that You give us a reminder that this is all worth it for Your glory, and that through going through this persecution, you will bless us, and you have given us blessings on earth as you will in heaven. And just give us a reminder that before we can get any of these blessings, we have to seek first your kingdom and continue to follow you and go after you to learn your ways so we can live more like you on earth. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.